Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Good. It's amazing how ready we are to do this podcast.
We're Johnny on the spot here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
I have a question.
Yeah.
In the Pacific Northwest, Johnny on the spot, a name of a type of porta potty or not?
No, not the name of a type of porta potty. Although that's a funny name for a porta potty.
In the Midwest, there were for a long time, porta potties called Johnny on the spot, which pretty clever.
It makes sense. You know,
and I didn't even think of that until now. We have spoken before about how I am passingly familiar with John Hamm, one of my favorite things, one of my favorite Saturday Night Live sketches ever.
Yep.
John Hamm's John Hamm, the ham you can eat on the toilet.
I finally saw that because that's Blair's favorite Saturday Night Live bit as well, is John Hamm's John Hamm.
Yeah, it's so good. Although I do like the Peter Sarsgaard also is pretty good.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah, it's good. And it's real. It actually exists. Look it up, people! All right, so, top of the hour. Business. We have business, Ben. I'm slapping my business ring on the business book cabinet. So, you may not know this, but my wife and I are putting together a podcast. Can't talk too much about it yet.
Oh, really?
But yeah, well, you already have another podcast. Why can't we? Who are you, the podcast king? As podcast king, Ben, I have some questions. Now, if I'm correct, you actually pay money for an RSS feed? Is that correct?
No, that is not correct. I do not pay money for the RSS feed.
Do you pay money?
Technically,
for anything.
Technically, I do. I bought hosting, and I bought a domain. And so, when you actually own a number of domains, and so if you go to goodylawrence.com, it just redirects you to benjaminlawrence.com. The same thing with the Panel Jumper and Perfect Bound Podcast. So I have a website that I just run all these podcasts through, and the RSS feed is generated from the website. So technically I do pay, I don't even know what it is, because it just automatically gets deducted out of my credit card every year. But there is a cost.
Okay. So you have, if this were to blow up ever, if you got tons of subscribers, would your hosting fees go up?
No. If any of these actually blew up, I would probably do it the proper way and host the show with a paid service like Libsyn. Right now, I just upload the MP3s to archive.org. Which is free, which is why I'm using it. And the RSS, so I enclosed, we're getting kind of technical here, but in the WordPress setup that I have, you can have enclosures. And an enclosure is basically a piece of media, the MP3, that is included in the blog post. And so I set up an RSS feed through FeedBurner, which looks at the specific category of blog post from my website. And if it's in the category of Goody Lawrence podcast, it sees the enclosure of the MP3, and then it sets it out. It sends it out to iTunes.
Gotcha.
So
here's a question.
It's a long way around of doing something for free.
Is there any way to do it even cheaper than you're doing it right now?
There probably is. I just don't know. I think if you have if you have a website like paulgoody.wordpress.com, then you might,
which I think is my WordPress.
You might be able to do the same thing.
Except I'm concerned that embedding something. Oh no no no! Oh no, that's the okay. So I was concerned that embedding something costs money, but you've embedded it on archive.org.
Yeah,
I know that some people were using SoundCloud for their podcasts.
SoundCloud,
but I heard SoundCloud was going away.
Well, they were, but they got saved.
Oh, good.
The problem with SoundCloud is that with their free service, you only you have a limited amount of uploads, right? So you only have you only have, say, 1 gig of storage with SoundCloud, and you're gonna run out of that pretty soon. So you can pay SoundCloud for like unlimited uploads or unlimited storage.
But how much is that?
Yeah, who
knows? That's how they get you.
That is how they get you.
But the other thing is that so the big thing is set it up on archive.org. We could set up a WordPress site for our podcast.
Well, you know, Paul, what this means is if you and Jennifer do a podcast, you're going to have to edit it.
Yeah, I know. I have already started editing stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just to get a little feel for it. And I'm going to be editing it much differently than how you edit this podcast, I believe.
How I quote edit it.
We are still though employing one aspect of work ethic that is shared, and that's that there are two kind of different ways of doing stuff. One is, you know, the editing way where you can, like, for video games, right? You've done voiceovers for video games before.
Yeah.
Where they have you record every line and then they put it together.
Right.
So together like that. Or the radio play idea where everybody is in one room with one microphone reading everything. And then it just goes up the way it goes up. And I think we're doing the latter plan. Which should be good.
Well, when you figure out a solution to how to get it out into the world, let me know what it is so I can listen to it.
Well, yeah, yeah. And I think the thing that we need to do first is record it.
that is the first step.
And then worry about how to put it out.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is that once we record it, you will be able to listen to it because I could send it to you the way that I send you everything else.
Is that your
another thought I had?
Is that your way of saying you want me to host your podcast?
Well, not well. Actually, hey, would you?
No, Paul, you have to do this yourself.
Nah, come on, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. You get to do stuff. Oh, wow. Apparently, I go falsetto whenever I'm lying. It'll be really fun for you, man. You should try it.
You should host our podcast.
So anyway, yeah, we'll like I said, once we actually get a thing, I'll show it to you. And
And they'll mark it up.
A mutual friend of ours at one point in time. Oh, no, that was for video. That's for what was that term that people used for short videos that you would have on, like, as episodes on TV, but with the World Wide Web? What were those called?
What?
Oh my gosh! I'm blanking on a word, Ben. It's a dumb word.
A webisode.
Webisode, was that what it was? Cherub the Vampire with Bunny Slippers, and
or maybe vlog.
We called them something. There was a really simple name.
Web series?
For internet TV. Oh, was it a web series? Is that what they were called?
Well, they're still called web series.
Okay. That's what I meant. Then my brain went away. It totally went gone.
Get it back.
It went gone, Ben.
Get it back.
Then it went gone.
It went gone.
My brain. Okay, so...
So why are you bringing up web series?
I was going to say, This is the start of my brain going away, and then it finally went away. I was like, wasn't a mutual friend of ours like going to be in charge of like soliciting content for podcasts? And then I realized, no, it was for soliciting content for web series. That was a while ago.
Oh, I don't know who that would be.
Yes, you do. Chair of the Vampire with Bunny Slippers. It was the self-same guy, and he was kind of headhunting for different show ideas. Oh. You don't remember that?
No.
That was a long time ago. I believe even for a property that our friend Steve McCandless was involved in that you might be familiar with. Wow. Okay, so obviously not. This is a...
Well, no, I mean, you're being...
This is a...
You're being deliberately... You're deliberately obfuscating names and facts. Are you talking about...
Do you mind if I just come out and, like, and I'm very clear with it?
Scotto was...
At one point in time, Basil Harris was, like, gonna be in charge of content for Caution Zero or something. I was looking into it. The reason I was being vague is because I didn't know if it conflicted with SAG or not.
I don't think
it does.
I don't know.
We had
some big ideas 10 years ago.
Yeah, this is a little inside baseball, but for those of you listening, if you have friends that are in any of the acting guilds, what you can and cannot mention their involvement in, it's very, very dicey. Dicey thing. But he was a producer at that point, not as a talent, so I don't think it matters.
I could be wrong, and Steven will email us and tell me if I'm wrong or not, but Basil was a producer on What the Funny, and so I think he was the one responsible.
Oh, that's what I... You know what?
He was the one responsible
that
for getting Lynn Shelton involved.
That is probably exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. So it didn't conflict with... At least I don't think it conflicted with his SAG... membership, because he wasn't actually acting in the show. He was helping to produce it.
So, speaking of correcting us, it is time for the one feature of this show that I enjoy doing the theme song for. It's the only one I do the theme song for, but here we go. Corrections!
Ding!
Ding! Okay, so... we got some...
Yeah, we did. I just
so
opened
far,
up the email.
Now this is an important point that we hardly ever mention. Anyone who wants to write corrections can do so.
If you're taking umbrage with something that we said.
Now my wife, Jennifer Pratt, is the only person that does it, usually. Steven may do it on occasion. But if you, the listener, who isn't Steven or Jennifer, and you know who you are, is there one, Ben?
Okay. We have, the last time I looked at our feed burner stats, I think we were up to like 30 or something.
Interesting.
Feeds.
Interesting.
And who knows? I mean,
they're
very... terrible in telling you like who or like where those go or are coming from,
or they care about people's privacy. Probably not, though. It's probably more anyway.
Well, I mean, they're not going to give me like, you know, Stephen Canlis has subscribed to this on iTunes. They're not going to tell you give you that much, but
that's too
they
bad.
Don't
that'd be nice if you could,
that
you
would
could
be
send
great
them gifts,
you know,
and
you know,
just don't tell me who unsubscribes. Hurt my feelings. So, but no. So, if you, the listener, would like to send us a correction, you can even ask us questions. That used to be a thing where we would ask you to send us questions. You can do that too. If you want to hear Ben and I try to answer questions without looking at Google, which is always fun, you can send it to Ben. Tell him what that email address is.
Ben's email@yahoo.com @gmail.com is the email address, the show email address. That's the one you want. That's the one you email if you want to send something to us in regards to the show. But chances are, probably most of our listeners are friends of ours, and they know all of our different email addresses.
But that's true.
Ben's email.
Don't send anything to me. Only send it to Ben. That's the rule.
Ben's email at yahoo.com, @gmail.com. And whenever the next Gmail comes out, whether it be a revamped Yahoo or something new and completely different, I'll probably change it to bensemail@yahoo.com, @gmail.com, @ar.com, or whatever it's going to be.
Wait, what's happening? There's a new Gmail? What is this?
No. Well, you know how, like, when Gmail came out, everybody has a Gmail address, right?
So like everybody had Hotmail at
exactly.
one point in time.
So what's the next Gmail? What's the next thing?
Yeah. It's going to be virtual reality, Ben. maybe not.
No, I think augmented reality. Augmented reality.
Is that why you said AR?
I said that, yeah.
Hey, look at that. Uh-huh. Awesome.
Hey.
Finger on the pulse of the industry.
Should we get to corrections?
Let's do it, yeah.
All right. Number one, you said that Jennifer said you really shouldn't eat on the podcast. And she
yes.
says, nope. Jennifer said, oh. quote, there are two things that make the podcast nearly unlistenable. One is you, meaning
okay,
Paul,
yeah.
eating and cooking and all that. The other is you, pointing at Betty. You may not interrupt. You have a part, and when you are called for your part that you may be on it, and when you are called for, and you have a part, and when you are called for your part, then you may be on it. And when your part is finished, you must leave. So Jennifer's laying down some ground rules for over there.
Yeah. And let me say, I don't think this comes up in the corrections. I have not read them, but I will say that Jennifer executed or flexed some of her. Her veto power. There is some portions of our podcast. You may or may not notice it, listener at home. But there are some portions where Jennifer's like, "Yeah, no," and most of the time, it is stuff that has already been questionable in our minds. Like, should this be in there? And often, no, it should not.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, but anyway, number...
That's all I was going to say is that,
right.
You know, and if you, the listener, have anything that you would like us to cut out of the podcast, go f*** yourselves. And Ben, you can bleep that out if you want. But
why
I thought
you
it was apropos
work?
For... Yeah, and I'm sorry, Ben. I really am.
All right. Let's move on. Number two, Snurse. And then she sent an email to, it looks like, a menu for eatsnarse.com at the St. Louis Del Mar Loop. And she says, it is so good, but it doesn't rise to the level of Tubbs subs. But it's damn close. I do not know Tubbs subs. Is that another Midwest establishment?
It's not something that I know of. I'm going to guess that it's a place where Jennifer has eaten at some point in time.
Oh, I've clicked on the link, and apparently there's one in Lake City and one in Linwood. So it is a Northwest restaurant. Submarine sandwich place.
Well, there you go. And Ben, I just want to say that clicking on that link is a violation of our rules. -1 point for Ben. It is now Ben -1, Paul zero. We do not get positive points.
Nope.
In this game.
All right. So number three, Joe Garden's wife name is Anita, not Hannah. Where did I think it was? Hannah?
Wait, what?
She says,
no, it is Hannah.
Joe Garden's wife.
It is Hannah.
Says Joe Garden's wife's name is Anita, not Hannah.
It cannot be Anita. That is, I don't know how that is possible.
Well, I'm going to let you two argue about that because I don't even know. I've never met these people. I don't follow them on Twitter.
Maybe it's a different Joe Garden. Maybe that's possible. It's got to be Hannah. I'm not going crazy, am I?
I don't know.
I'm worried. No, because there was an argument whether or not it was Hannah or Hannah.
Right.
And I still don't know. But who is Anita? Anita is somebody.
I think Joe Garden's got some explaining to do.
Maybe he had a girlfriend named Anita? Joe Garden, if you're listening to this, why did you pick this episode to start listening?
Episode 81.
But if not, who's Anita?
All right.
And I'm sure that will be fodder for a new corrections. But yeah, I'm almost positive. Gosh, and I was going to find out the name of Hannah's comic strip, and I forgot.
I look forward
what
to
her comic strip name is.
Is it possible that her like Twitter handle is Hannah something, but her real name is Anita?
I was introduced to her as Hannah. I'm almost positive, but my brain is suspect, Ben. But I'm almost positive I'm right.
Okay. Well, then, let's get back to this next week.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. There's eight total.
This is good. It could be the whole entire show for all I care.
Actually, well, now that I'm reading some of these, maybe I don't want to read all of them on the air. Number four.
Read them.
Yes.
Read them.
Number four. Yeah. Yes, the band. I'm just not going down that rabbit hole. It takes me a couple hours to get through it. It'll take me a couple hours to get through it. I guess I get because we talked about Yes, the band, and we mentioned
and how
they broke up and they broke up and they got back together. And I guess it's not important enough to merit correcting us on all of that because I understand that like, they got some good songs and you can go down a YouTube rabbit hole.
You totally can. It's true.
All right.
Did I talk about Elvis Costello Beyond Belief at the last? I did, didn't I?
I don't remember.
Oh well, it's great. It's a great song, and I love it. Okay.
So number five, she says, "Ben, be nice to me." I don't remember being mean. She says, "I listened to the episode approximately 1 hour each, unless I tap out because I don't want to listen to 45 minutes of political nonsense." I'm totally with you there. And take notes and then look stuff up. So that's more than 1 hour of my life every week. Just saying. I probably said something like she spends an hour, the poor girl spends an hour each week listening to us.
Right. I think that's exactly what it was is that, well, Jennifer, this is my recollection. I do not know if it is correct. But I think that you mentioned something about her having to slog through our podcast.
Yeah.
I want to say.
All right. So,
but it could be more than that.
There probably is. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying sometimes on this show. Number six, Sea Shepherds. And then she sent a link to seashepherd.org, which I'm not going to link because I don't want my more minus points. She says, they hate Greenpeace. They think Greenpeace is a bunch of whiny a-holes who aren't willing to put themselves on the line for blah, 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 blah. Now, like PETA, some are more militant, some aggressive, more violent than others. But they, like PETA, are starting at a baseline that is much more aggressive than the SPCA or the local animal shelter.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We talked about the Sea Shepherds. So
I always thought, and I apologize to the Sea Shepherds, I thought that they were arm of Greenpeace. They are not. And I get it. And yeah, they protect whales by, I believe, inserting themselves in between whaling ships and whales and like doing all sorts of crazy. Crazy is a bad word, and I apologize for using it. All sorts of I'm trying to find the right word for it. I was going through direct action.
All right.
Direct action.
And
that's what I'll call it.
Cool. So yeah, Sea Shepherds, whatever. And number seven, we talked about I placed a wager on how long it would take you to get back to Twitter. And I think we had talked about because you stopped using Twitter 2 days before the show, and then I said, let's get back to it the next week. Although I don't think we talked about it last week. But you wanted to stay off for a week, and by the time the next show rolled around, it would have been 9 days.
I think that we talked about it actually last episode.
Did we talk about the last episode?
I want to say it was at last episode, and you asked me, so you quit 2 days ago, and I said, well, yes, but I went back on because I was trying to get the email address of a friend of mine, a Twitter friend of mine, so I could correspond with him on email. So I had been on Twitter that day to get a message to him.
I forgot what the what.
I just said that I was going to say it off, and
yeah, no, but
I
forgot what the what I put the chances are you getting back on Twitter as, and whether or not you would take over or under. And she says
you were sort of.
She says you win the over. Your last Twitter interaction was on August 24th. Is that true?
My last Twitter interaction was on was our last episode
August
on the 24th. I think it.
Today's the 31st, so last, a week ago.
Yeah, that would be it. So yeah, I think what it was is we didn't say necessarily the way it became a week. I believe is that you're like, well, we'll see what that's like next week, and I was like, no, I think I can do it.
Okay.
And here's the thing that I figured out, and it is dangerous, like any other addiction or what have you. When I am on Twitter, I am angry a lot more than when I'm not.
Well,
I enjoy Twitter. I like the people that I correspond to.
If you're not angry, then you're not paying attention.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I like not paying attention.
Yeah.
I have more better interactions with the people around me. I do miss the people that aren't around me. Who I talk to on that machine.
Yeah.
But I got to say that I prefer my mind when I'm not on it. That's what I'll say.
All right, and finally, and this is the one I wasn't going to say once I read ahead, but I'll give summation of it.
Let's let the people wait for just a little bit longer on that one then, and say that I did still find something that I draws all of my attention to my phone rather than interacting with people. It's a game called Human Resource Machine for the iPhone, and you are a guy who sends like a little drone around, but by a drone I mean like a little worker bee, like a little office worker guy,
an
to
office
move
drone
boxes around. Yeah, exactly. And basically it's all like programming commands, like inbox, so that you get something in the inbox. If negative, outbox. So, if it's negative, you put it in the outbox, and then you jump up to the top. So it's all loop based.
Right.
And it's fun. But I'm trying to make this little guy do stuff by programming things. And people are trying to talk to me. And sometimes I'm absorbed in my phone.
You absorbed in your phone?
Also, it's true. I remember to this day, I was at a barbecue at a friend's house, and one of our friends was like, are you going to be on that all the time instead of talking to people? This is when I was an early adopter of the phone thing, and I like hung it up. I was like, okay, fine. What do you want to talk about? In a very passive aggressive, not passive aggressive, just aggressive.
No, that was very, aggressive aggressive.
And they were like, well, nothing. I was like, that's what I thought. I went back to it.
Wow, you're a jerk sometimes.
I was a big jerk at that point. But then, like 5 years later, or maybe less, like two or three years.
Yeah, probably wasn't 5 years.
Several years later, they were at a party and they were on their phone not paying attention. I was like, ha ha, how the worm has turned or whatever. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, because of that other thing. When I was on, they're like, yeah, okay.
Did they whatever. Remember that interaction?
I don't know if they did or they
probably not
they didn't
as,
care
probably
about
not
it.
As much as you did.
Of course, yeah, nobody does. Yeah. No, whenever I get into one of those things. So, Ben, what were you going to say?
Oh, I are you sure you're not done yet telling me about the games you're playing?
Yeah. That's it. It's a fun game.
All right.
Oh, wait. No, I am not done. I also got Hulu Plus. And so I finally watched all of Preacher, the first season. That's all that's on Hulu Plus, the first season. And it's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hear it's not that bad. I haven't seen it.
Right now I'm on Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. I'm liking that too.
Never heard of that.
Interesting, because a lot of people think that Max Landis is a big jerk. But it's for BBC America, and I'm getting, if he is a big jerk, it's not coming through in the show. But then again, why would it, I suppose?
I could just tell off camera he's not nice to people.
There are some shows. There are some shows that you watch and there's something weird about it and you can't really tell what it is. And then you find out, this person who was the showrunner was no one is having fun when they're recording this, like that kind of thing. It doesn't seem like it to me. It seems like everybody's having a good time. It seems like it to me.
Well, that's good. Because when they're enjoying it, we're enjoying it.
Exactly. And that's just good eating.
And finally, the final correction, just to get this out of the way. We talked about Zach, who I gave my couch to.
Zach gave it back to me. Yeah.
And she says, she's not nice to him. And she said,
"Well, that's yeah."
So she says, "So I can confirm that he did something to me that I kind of held on to for a while, and that was basically giving my couch back when I thought I'd finally gotten rid of it."
okay.
So yeah, and that was it.
So Jennifer was confirming your couch story?
No, she was confirming the type of person that he is.
Oh, okay. I do remember, I still get along with him, still like him. I do remember that, he and my then girlfriend at the time sold a bunch of my stuff at a garage sale.
Without your consent?
Yeah. What? I guess both of them thought that it belonged to the other person. Or something.
So you got home one day and you're like, where's my CD collection?
Well, it wasn't that. It was one of the big things. It was a book that my my first mom gave me, my first adopted mom, who died when I was three. And I'm like, that was an important book,
right?
I would prefer it. I bought another version of it on Amazon. And would you believe, this is crazy, but it was a totally different book. And not the one that my adopted mom gave me. So it would have been nicer if it had been, but...
So you bought the wrong book off of Amazon?
Well, no. It was the same content, but a different, like, the binding was different.
So it was a reprint.
Like a reprint, right.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is that all the notes from my mom weren't in there. Which makes sense, but I would say we don't need to necessarily tear someone down. On the podcast,
this isn't the show to badmouth people. We do that on other shows.
And if we were gonna do that, I got other people, Ben. Let's just talk for a second.
Well, I mean, we've already mentioned the usher at the Guild 45th.
See, then that's all. I was really gonna. And Max Landis, we already said, people say he's a jerk. That's enough for
Well, that's just some hearsay that I have not heard say.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've heard it now, and you heard it from me. People say Max Landis is a jerk.
Look,
Max Landis, if you're listening to this, I enjoy your show, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, and I have no... personal beef.
Yeah, and Max Landis, if you're listening to this, let us know how you found the show.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of personal beef, I'm not going to continue.
Does
that,
this look infected to you?
Okay, so we got a half hour. as you know, I've not been on Twitter, but here's the thing. One of the reasons why I'm happy when I'm not on Twitter, I don't hear any of the news at all. Me staying away from news is good business.
Well,
that's what I've learned.
So, should we talk about what's been going on in the news lately?
How can we do this? Can we have a segment called Paul's News is Good News?
Paul's,
and we just talk about stuff that's happening that's cool. Is there anything that's happening that's cool right now?
The last thing I heard, I was just listening to some sports talk radio, and they were interviewing the general manager of the Seattle Mariners, Jerry DePoto, and turns out that the Mariners organization has given, I think I may have this number wrong. It's either $100,000 or $1 million to Hurricane Harvey relief efforts.
Oh, that's really nice. Hey, yeah, let's talk about that. Hurricane Harvey. Now, I know about it. It's a bad hurricane.
Yeah.
Named after a 6-foot invisible rabbit.
Right.
And the...
a 6-foot invisible rabbit. Thing, and Jimmy Stewart was 6'3", and he always looked up to Harvey. He should have been looking down to Harvey.
Now, that's a really good point. My question is this. What areas were affected by it?
But basically Southeast Texas, and I think last night or the night before, it hit landfall in New Orleans or in Louisiana somewhere.
Ooh.
So it's making its way. It's around the Gulf Coast. It's making its way around the Gulf Coast.
Did you say around the golf course?
It's on the back nine by now, and it's hitting.
Speaking about which, we're not going to talk about golf or people that play golf.
What do you have to say about golf? Oh, right.
My basic idea is this. If you like to play golf, that's great. I have never actually enjoyed the times that I've played it.
You know what I just thought of?
What's that?
So, that golf seems to be the game of the aristocracy, right? All the presidents.
Is that what they call the sport of kings, or is that a different sport?
I don't know.
I think, is it horse racing, the sport of kings?
Or fox hunting, or something? So anyway.
The sport of kings.
So
the sweet science is boxing.
All the presidents, you know, when they relax, they go play golf, right? We're probably going to live long enough to see a president who plays video games.
Oh, man.
Instead
of
playing golf.
Yep. Yeah, President.
You're gonna have a bunch of people on Twitter or whatever Twitter morphs into however many years this will be, about people on whatever party is in power in the White House. The opposite party is gonna be like, this person's playing too many video games. They should be focusing on the government.
Well, I think what'll happen is, it'll be an older politician talking about a younger politician.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Presidents played golf like real men.
There was, and I forget exactly who it was, but there was a mayoral debate here in Edwardsville, where I live, a long, long time ago, and a younger man was running against an older man, and he said that he thought he could bring some new ideas. And the guy said, what, are you saying that I'm old? Like, that was a thing that happened.
I'm not...
it might have been Dennis DeToy who said the new ideas guy. Dennis DeToy was a art teacher at the high school who then became mayor for a while. And it was really cool. And I was friends with his daughter, Kate.
So this was back when you were in high school?
That was back when I was in... Well, he was a high school teacher, but I was friends with her when I was in college, and I believe she was in college, and her dad was the mayor when I was in college. So I had her dad when I was in high school, and then he became the mayor when I was in college.
I can get behind an art school mayor, an art teacher mayor.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. Small towns are fun, Ben. They really are.
Well, isn't there a small town somewhere where they keep electing a dog as mayor?
Probably. I would say so. Why not? It seems like that is something that...
Probably
that is
a municipality of like 20 people. Nobody really wants to do the job. So they give a ceremonial, mayoralship to... The local.
We elected the dog the mayor.
To the local golden retriever.
Who's a good boy? demands the press. What is that? Oh, that's there's an onion thing.
With all due respect, sir, you've been a very good boy this day.
Nation demands who's a good dog, I think was part. Oh, man. I like the Onion. I don't read it that much now anymore, but I
never really read the Onion. I just looked at the headlines. And my favorite Onion headline is one that I come up with. Onion article or Onion headline ruined by overly long article. Because really, like the headline is all you need.
So, let's see, what else? There was a TV show based on creepypasta that came out a while ago, but I forget exactly where it was called. Channel Zero. I wonder if it was on...
A TV show based on creepypasta.
Hulu. Creepypasta is a website that has... Oh, and that's what our Yelling for Betty segment is going to be this time. I'll have Betty tell you about it. In fact,
about what
time is it?
Creepypasta is. It sounds like a 4chan / Reddit thing.
It pretty much is.
Okay,
you're right.
But it's its own website. Creepypasta.com.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so. Yeah. But I think it was on Reddit or 4chan or something at first. Betty will have to tell us all about it. We still have a little bit of time before then.
I'm glad your 11-year-old daughter knows the ins and outs of the deep web.
Oh, my gosh. There's some stuff that she knows that I get. And also, her sense of humor is getting pretty finely honed.
Oh, really?
It's pretty exciting to watch. Yeah, yeah. I just got a text from Andy saying that he's going to be coming by around 7 or 8. I don't know exactly what he's going to be doing.
He's just
going to
be stopping by. Hey, I thought I'd come over for dinner.
There might be a plan. Yeah, I don't think.
Did you make plans with him and you have forgotten?
No.
Well, you wouldn't know it if you forgot him, would you?
Yeah, well, there you go. How do you know if you have amnesia? You can't remember stuff. How long have you had amnesia?
My brain is the smartest most organ in my body, but I have to remember that it's my brain telling me that.
Oh yeah, that's right. Wait, who did that? Who was that?
I don't know.
Is it Emo Phillips? It's Emo Phillips. Look it up, Emo Phillips. This is me, Ben. My brain is working. Probably because it was because of a brain joke, and my brain's like, all right, I'll figure.
I'm not gonna look it up because I'm not allowed.
Yeah, that's right.
But
gosh, there was something. Emo Phillips, my brain. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Jennifer commiserated a little bit that it's great that with you. She agreed with you that it's great that I finally discovered
right, because I
how hard it is to follow me in conversation
right,
sometimes.
Right. I
it really was like, I mean, Ben, I thought I was a lot better, and maybe I have gotten a lot better.
Well,
have I gotten better?
Well, see, here's the thing. I know that you've gone through periods where you've taken medication, and I know that you have also gone through periods where you have willingly stopped taking this medication.
Yes.
And so I don't ever know what your state of mind at any given time is.
Ah, okay. I have been off medication for at least 4 years.
Okay.
I have not been on any medication for at least 4 years. And I think longer than that, but 4 years is what I'll commit to.
But you're able to, you know, hold down a job and be a responsible human being and all that.
Exactly. I'm doing well as far as that goes.
Sometimes you just think things and you don't say them and you wonder why people aren't understanding what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah, that is a problem. And what's another problem is there's an aspect of my personality where if people act like they don't know what's going on. Oh, this is the way Jennifer described it to me. I cannot, because I just said when people act like they don't know what's going on. What it means is I can't conceive of people being stupid.
So you think they're pretending they don't know what you're talking about?
I think they're pretending they don't know what I'm talking about, and I think that they're doing it on purpose.
Just to mess with you?
And there are some people, she says, that are just dumb. And it's not even that they're not, like, sometimes I know that I haven't given them all the information, but sometimes there are just people that don't know things.
Well,
and I think that they're messing with me, and they're not. They're just stupid. Well, I have a hard time agreeing with it, though.
Well, here's how I think of it. I think of it like you have to draw the line between somebody who, like you say, they're just stupid, or somebody who doesn't have all the information they need.
Yeah.
And
when
I would work at a job, I would give people the benefit of the doubt if, like, when you work in IT, you have to explain a lot of things, right? And to people who it's kind of not really in their repertoire of things that they know. And so if you're explaining how to somebody, how to do simple things with a computer, or if you're trying to explain to somebody, how network packets work. I don't know why I said that, because I don't even know how they work. But it's not that they're dumb. They're smart in other ways. They just don't know about this. But it doesn't mean that they're stupid people.
Right. In this case, I was, and Jennifer might be able to fill in the blanks as far as that goes. But it was more. I was more talking about people who are unhelpful or unkind in certain situations. Like, it's not so much that they don't know something, it's that they could do something to help you and they've chosen not to.
So it's like a willful apathy.
Right, and I think they're being lazy on purpose, or they're messing with me. Like, they're doing something on purpose. like they're deliberately delaying
here's the thing.
My success with something. And she's saying no, they're lazy or they don't know how to do it.
Right. I think what Jennifer's trying to say is it's not about you.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be it. She has a sentence that I know I might get it wrong, but it's a quote from someone, I don't know who it is, that you wouldn't worry so much about what people think of you if you realized how little they often do. Something like that. Which is nice. Speaking of... Hey, Betty! Betty has been sick for the past couple of days.
That's applicable to, like, being on stage, right? You can...
You screw something up in a scene,
and you're like, oh my god, everybody hates me. I can't work in this town again. And it turns out that's not the case, and people don't even notice it.
Yeah. Nobody even noticed that you missed your line or whatever. Or the audience didn't notice. And the actor across from you goes, I didn't care.
I know. So I noticed you missed your line. It happens. Let's move on.
So, Betty, what I would like you to do is not put that pencil in my face.
Okay.
That's number one. All right. We've gotten that out of the way. Now, number two. I would like you here. I'm handing you one of the earbuds.
It's my old phone.
Yeah, Betty's old phone has been repurposed into a music device by me.
Hooray!
So Betty, I would like you to tell Ben the history of creepypasta, where it came from, all that kind of stuff.
Tell me about creepypasta.
Betty's still sick a little bit.
I don't know all of it, but it's basically internet campfire stories.
Internet campfire stories. Do you know where it started? Okay. Well, there's that then. All right, see you, Betty.
Wait, that's all?
No, I'm kidding.
So, internet campfire stories. Are we talking about just regular campfire stories that are being retold on the internet, or is there some sort of...
Campfire stories, but 10 quadrillion times scarier.
10 quadrillion times scarier. Okay.
What are some of the most famous creepypastas?
Slenderman. Everybody knows about Slenderman. He's the faceless dude who kills children.
So there's Slenderman.
And there's also Zago, who is this demon who can end the world anytime he wants.
So is this the kind of free reading that you do between reading books for school?
No. I don't read them. I just know about them.
But wait, how do you find out about them if you don't read them?
Internet.
The internet.
It doesn't count as reading if it's on the internet.
Wait. So you don't read it. Let me guess. I'm going to guess here. You watch videos on YouTube of people talking about them?
I'm just going to tell you. It's basically like, oh, hey, there's this thing, and oh, also there's this thing. Okay,
but who's saying it?
People.
On what medium?
YouTube.
Okay, there we go. It's YouTube.
Okay, but still, you can also find readings of them.
Oh, like people actually reading the stories?
Yeah. I only listen to the short ones, though. Because some of them can be over an hour long, and I don't want to listen to people talking about creepiness
for an hour long. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Yeah. You guys know more about the internet than I do now. It's pretty weird.
Oh, I also showed Dad, this is actually a bit off topic. Well, I mean, it's a lot off topic, actually. I showed Dad a video, which was basically somebody instead of something rhyme with something else. It was Squidward on a chair.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Okay.
But instead of saying Living on a Prayer, they sing Squidward on a chair.
Squidward on a chair. So it's a SpongeBob reference? Is that Squidward?
Yeah, okay. And it cuts to a stuffed Squidward sitting on a chair.
Of course it does.
Which is clever. It was pretty clever.
So you were talking about Andy, right?
Oh, I was saying that Andy... Oh, so friend of the show, Andy, is planning on coming over sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock.
Tell him that he could borrow something?
No, I didn't. I have no idea what exactly his plan was.
Are you just going to wait for him to show up to ask him why he's there?
He just said, hey, are you around tonight? And then I said, yep. And he said, can I come by around 7 or 8? And I said, yep. Well, here's the thing about Andy. It's very difficult to make plans with Andy.
Sounds like he's planning on breaking up with you.
No. That doesn't happen.
Oh my gosh.
Friends don't
That's
break
so
up, Ben.
Funny.
Ben, friends never break up. Ever.
What? Andy
At least not with me.
Zoo actually ships Andy and you.
Okay, you know what? The main thing is this. I don't know why he's showing up, but getting him to hang out or do anything is often difficult.
Right.
Like, if you say, hey, where are you going to be at this time? The chances of him knowing where he's going to be or what he's going to be doing, very slim. He is, it's not a persona. It's a fact of nature that he's on Andy time. And, you know, if he makes it, he makes it. And if he doesn't, he doesn't.
I have friends like that.
Used to it.
I'm going to listen to the songs you made, so have fun.
Betty's listening to the songs I made. Okay, Betty, I'll see you later. That was Betty, everybody.
Yay!
And, she's got some music that I was making. So one of the things I was going to say, and we could talk about this a little bit. So I'm not talking that much about what I'm doing with Jennifer, like what the content is or anything like that, but I will tell you basically the idea for editing, right?
Yeah.
We have a track of people talking, and then the rest of it I'm going to approach like you do for film or TV by layering in other sounds to have an environment.
Right.
You've seen those before, right? Those little videos where they're like, What does it sound? This is what this first sounds like, and then we add this and this and this, so, and it really helps.
So you're
know?
Gonna you're gonna Foley in an environment,
right? Exactly. Yeah, that is right. Foley in environment.
Sound design, something that I hate doing.
Really, you hate doing
it? I do
it?
Not like.
I love it.
I do not like sound design. I have to. For all the panel jumper videos, I have to do that. And I don't like it. I'd rather farm it out. I wish I could pay someone to do the sound design for my panel jumper videos.
Oh, man. Ben, if I ever get laid off from my job, we'll work some way to... Well, no, it'd be too difficult. I'd have to actually be there, probably, for it to...
No, I think it's something
you
can
say,
do.
Hey, could you make this?
I think it's something you can do off... Jesus.
Off-site Jesus, your own.
Sorry, I got an email, and so my computer made a loud noise in my headphones.
Oh, I didn't even hear
it. No,
you
wouldn't hear
it,
but it's something that I have to take out later on. Now I got to write that down.
Okay. So, the big thing I would say is that Preacher is good. And Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency is good.
BoJack Horseman Season 4 is coming to Netflix. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched past season. Here's the thing All right. I realize that everyone who does BoJack Horseman is talented. I like them. But I can't... you know me. I have a really hard time with drama sometimes.
Is it too...
And watching a show where somebody's life is... Yeah, where someone's life is being ruined, kind of.
Oh, that's what... it's heartbreaking, but it's hilarious. And one of the great things that I appreciate about BoJack Horseman is that the creators take the time to put effort into the background. And because have all of these... Okay. All of these, anthropomorphic animals, and... You know, you can watch the episode 2-3 times over and still see something interesting happening with two minor characters or two background characters in the back. And they're just being animal people. And I think it's one of the better shows on TV.
Well, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, it's just like my problems with Twitter. It's not that I don't like it. I love it, right?
Yeah.
But the negative stuff makes me antsy. Same thing with BoJack Horseman. I love the running gag of the cakes and the banners and stuff that stuff on it. That's what the cakes and banners having
peanut
that stuff
butter
on
is
it.
One word.
It's actually kind of the same joke as benzemilledress@yahoo.com @gmail.com.
Yeah.
It's very similar, and I love that about the math of comedy. Go get the phone and bring it back in.
I realize that a lot of the cartoons that I enjoy as adults are where the main characters are deeply, deeply flawed. Because the cartoons that I watch these days, and granted, I don't have kids, so I don't know what, like. I've never seen SpongeBob or anything like that. But, like, BoJack Horseman, Rick and Morty, and Archer are, like, the three cartoons that I will go out of my way to watch. And they
that was one of the things...
Yeah, they're all about characters who are flawed.
Okay, so two things. One, Archer I can watch all of because it is such a no-consequences world.
Right.
That bad stuff happening is fine. That's not a problem. Don't mind it at all. Rick and Morty... is on Hulu, so I have access to it now. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, is it
but
on
you know
Hulu?
What I have?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, at least some of it. At least some seasons.
Yeah.
Angie Tribeca, though. Rashida Jones is a cop. Do you remember Police Squad at all?
Oh, yeah. I think I saw a trailer for this show, and as I was watching it, I'm like, this has to be a parody, because if this, or a satire, because if this is legit, then it's going to be a stupid show. But if it's a satire, it's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is the big thing. Is it really doesn't feel like anything that's on TV.
Yeah.
Steve Carell wrote the first episode that I saw, and it really is like the jokes are fast and dumb, and I thought it was good. It's
one of those stereotypical cop shows, like here's your new partner, I don't work with anybody, well you're gonna work with him, kind of thing.
Yeah exactly. And they do a lot of fun stuff with it.
What's the name of it again? Tribeca?
I recommend it. Andy Tribeca.
Andy Tribeca.
That's Angie.
Angie Tribeca.
Angie. Yeah, that's her character's name.
All right.
And, I recommend it. So, cool. Other than that, I guess we've reached that time. Hopefully the kinder, gentler Paul, who's not all stressed out about the state of the world, is workable. Because I feel a lot better.
Hey, let's talk about how Bernie Sanders is the most popular politician in America. What would have happened if he'd won? Oh, I'm joking, of course. I'm joking.
Oh.
Not about what I just said, but what about... Anyway.
Who's that now?
What's that?
Who are you talking about?
I was just doing that thing that Jennifer hates, where let's talk about what ifs in the election.
Look, this is a podcast that Joe Garden is supposed to not like. I don't want to make it into one that Jennifer doesn't like.
All right. I wasn't doing it to be mean.
I know. You're making jokes like you
do. Making the funnies. Anyway, hey, look at the time.
Hey, Ben. Oh, that's one last thing I'll say.
What's that?
And then I'll end. Betty, my daughter, whenever she says something and we get like little mad faces, Jennifer and I.
Yeah.
Betty will now say, "I was being funny."
it's an excuse that can come back and bite you in a terrible way.
That's the thing, is it's that whole thing about you. Karma, you get paid back dividends from what you did as a youngster.
Yeah.
And all that. It's pretty cool. And by that, Ben, I mean keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong, Paul.
Keep it wrong.
All right.
See you later.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah. Stay off Twitter.
I will talk to you later. Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Did you say stay off? I thought you said see you on Twitter. I'm like, nope, you won't.
No, yeah, I said stay off Twitter.
Oh, yeah, and hey, if you listen to this show and you have my Gmail address and you miss me on Twitter, write me an email. I'll write back to you. Don't tell me about the world, though. I won't like it.
The world is terrible. Nobody's happy.
You know, yeah, we already hung up. This should
all
be
All right,
this
we're done.
Over
all right.
Already.
I'm keeping it wrong.
All right,
keep it wrong.
Yeah, keep it wrong. Right. Okay, yeah, all that. All right.